Hi, my name is Dean Halstead. I'm the Federal Accessibility Lead here at Microsoft. In this episode, we're going to focus on how to give life to those pictures for all using alternative text on images and other visual objects. One of the top accessibility issues is alt text. Many people use images, charts, graphs, and other visual information to summarize or relay complex concepts through the use of an image, while others use pictures to break up or inspire emotional responses or interest in the document. Regardless of the reason for using pictures, images, and other visual objects, we need to use alternative text, commonly referred to as alt text, to allow those with assistive technologies, like screen readers, to have the benefit of understanding the information conveyed in that picture. However, properly using images doesn't stop there. We need to make sure the way images are placed into a document is also correct. There are many options that allow an image to float, text to wrap, or in and around an image, or even to use absolute positioning. Unfortunately, all of these will cause users that use screen readers to have problems when the document is read. The best and only recommended way to insert an image into a document and keep that document accessible is to insert in line with the text. Here are two examples that almost look identical. However, on closer inspection, we will see that the two inaccessible versions use with text wrapping options, while the bottom two actually use the inline text. The rule of thumb is you should not see an anchor. If you have properly formatted an image, the anchor will not show up. Let's go ahead and insert an image. On the ribbon, click Insert Pictures or Online Pictures, and I'm going to use an online picture. Notice that by default, the image is placed into the document in line with text. I can check that here by clicking on the image and hovering over the layout options. Now that we have properly inserted the image, we need to type in the alt text. The easiest way is to right-click and then choose Format Picture from the pop-up menu. And then the third icon to the right. From there, click on alt text to expand and expose the title and description for alt text. In 2010, a Format Picture dialog will pop up. Choose the alt text in the left navigation. Okay, we're not done yet. This is where you need to put some extra thought into what goes into that alt text. And there are some special instructions for an image that is decorative. The best practices is to fill out the description that states the purpose and/or function of that object. Let's go back to the accessible examples and look how they filled out alt text. Notice that the first image has the description Microsoft and so on, but the item to the right, the balloons, has a quote, space, and another quote. This empty quote is the special case for decorative objects. Since the balloons convey no meaning, we just use the quote, space, quote. Note that in both examples, the title is not filled out. Title is not required, and screen readers primarily use the description field. So going back to our example, a thumbs up, thumbs down is actually decorative, so I'm going to put a quote, space, quote. Keep in mind the following two tips. If you click on an image and see an anchor, your image is not in line with that text. Number two, use the description field in the alt text. Now, to create an accessible document, verify the following four items. Number one, that there is descriptive text in the alt text, caption, and surrounding text or appendix. Fill out the description that states the purpose and/or function of that object and make sure it's less than 250 characters. Number two, the descriptive text on the image of that text matches verbatim. Number three, put a quote, space quote, for decorative images. Number four, insert images in line with text and make sure that there are no meaningful images reported under the object not in line in the accessibility checker.